Hi guys, and welcome to the next episode of our Northwich podcast. And today I'm with Stacey Hartley from Hartford. Now, I actually didn't say your company name though on purpose because I didn't want to get it wrong.
I am Stacey Hartley Florals.
Stacey Hartley Florals from Hartford.
Yeah, I know, it's a bit of a mouthful. Definitely is.
So, people who are watching who don't know you, tell me a bit more about you. So we'll come on to talk about your business, which obviously it's fairly self-explanatory, I think. But I want to know a bit more about you. So Are you a local Hartford girl originally?
I'm not. I'm a Mancunian. So I'm from Manchester originally. I spent a lot of time in a few different places, to be honest, but Manchester born and bred.
Okay.
Moved to Hartford about 2.5 years ago.
Okay. For what reason?
We just wanted to get out of like the city and have like the best of kind of both countryside, but also like everything we need. So just the perfect mix of both. And it's just, to be honest, we knew Northwich a bit and we stumbled across Hartford just from finding the perfect place to live. Wow. And we just thought, wow, this is just exactly what we wanted.
Fab. Yeah. We get a lot of people moving to the area from South Manchester, well, from South Manchester quite often, but other areas in Manchester as well.
Yeah.
For that same reason, because it's a nice balance, isn't it?
We do always meet people as well. And they're like, are you from Manchester? I think the accent is quite obvious sometimes. And they're like, are you from Manchester? We're from Manchester. And it's so many like people around the area, I think it is just, that's what people want.
Yeah, I think
they
so,
just want to move slightly across to near the countryside.
Yeah.
And we also found that everywhere is about a 30-minute drive.
Okay, yeah.
From here, from Northwich.
Airport,
Chester.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm doing stuff, country pubs.
Yeah.
Everywhere I go and pick flowers up, pubs. Everywhere just seems to be.
It is really well
connected. Half an hour drive, and it's like, so strange, but...
But it is true, though, but it is really... That's one of the other reasons it's so well... It's quite central, isn't it, to a lot of, lot of what you need, really.
And being in Hartford, we have both train stations. So because we're right in the centre of Hartford, it's 10 minutes to both train stations, both lines, and it's just... It's perfect.
Yeah, it is. It's nice. So if you, or when you are going out to eat then at the weekend, you're socialising, what sort of things do you like to do around Northwich area?
Oh, I do like a pub.
Yeah.
My other half loves pub lunch. If I ever say to him what you want to do, it's always pub lunch.
Have you got a favourite pub that you go to?
You know what? I can't think of a favourite because there's so many and they're very... Not similar, they have their own differences, but they're all nice.
Yeah.
We haven't stumbled across anywhere that just isn't lovely and friendly and good food.
There aren't really that many that aren't that nice, you know, we love the Fox and Barrel at Coatbrook.
Have you been to the Fox and Barrel? I've not been.
Go to the Fox and
Barrel. Oh, it's going to have to go on the very long list.
What about the Fishpool?
Oh, yeah, we were there this weekend.
Fishpool's good.
That is love. That could... Sunday roast.
Yeah, Sunday roast is good. The Sunday roast, the Hayhurst, the Bostock.
No.
That's also good.
Oh, I need... Oh, it's going to be such a long list. There are so many pubs, it's just ticking them all off.
Your husband will be pleased, won't he, that you came in today with all these new pubs.
He will. Yeah, we do love a pub lunch. We're very big walkers, actually. We do love walking, so we're constantly down the river.
Yeah.
Finding places to walk to.
Yeah, so nice.
My next door neighbour is great. She's always giving me... places to go. She walks every weekend.
Okay, wow.
And, I'm like...
So, I know you live in the middle of Hartford.
We do.
So, the walk to the river is about to get easier for you. You know that through the new estate.
Oh.
So, do you currently go down the bottom end of School Lane down onto the Blue Bridge?
We do, Or sometimes we go through Marshall's Arm.
Marshall's Arm, cut round.
It depends which direction we're going to go in.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we'll go that way. But... It's quite nice, isn't it? Walking down School Lane, anyway.
Yeah, it is, yeah. And when the new estate's fully finished on the Redrow, you're going to be able to go down Woods Road and drop straight onto the river.
Oh, they're putting a path in, aren't they?
Yeah. So you won't have to go all the way down to the bypass, which would be nice.
Yeah, that's true.
It'd be nicer.
Get blasted by
the trucks.
Okay.
We sort of briefly touched talking about your other half. Your other half is called...
Sam.
Okay. Sam is a Manchester lad as well, is he?
He is a Manchester lad, yes.
And we met at the door before you came in. He was going off to work.
He's going off to work soon, He's going to go back, get changed and go. But yes, he's great. He works at Manchester Airport on the trains.
Right, okay.
He loves it. But he's just as much part of my business.
He
does a lot of the driving, so I don't have to. So I can just concentrate on where we're going. and delivering. And people actually probably know Sam just as much as me.
Right,
my
okay.
business.
Okay.
I think, because our names are very, like, Stacey and Sam.
Oh, Stacey and Sam,
as well, it just kind of, like, people just all know Sam as well, so he's just...
That's nice.
Yeah, he's like, I call him logistics manager.
Okay,
he likes he likes the title.
He should be logistics director, really, shouldn't
he? Yeah, maybe I should have a director on, yeah. I did get him a badge saying it.
Oh, how cute.
Yeah, I did Tatton Flower Show this year, and I had to put what everyone was on their badge, so I was like, yes. In a title, and it's stuck ever since.
So we've sort of touched a bit there, haven't we, on what you do?
Yes.
So talk me through it then. So you're a florist, or is that not quite?
I always say floral creator or like curator,
mm-hmm.
which is very hard to say in a Mancunian accent. I think the only reason I say that is because obviously when I say florist, people think I have a shop.
Okay.
And I don't have a shop. I'm studio based at home.
Okay.
I would love a studio, like a big studio with a little garden.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
In time, but yeah, I'm based at home, so I do lots of different floral things. So I do weddings.
Okay.
Workshops are a big part of my business. I love the teaching and...
So where do you do the workshops then? Do you hire like a venue or...?
I do quite a lot at Stonyford Cottage
yeah.
Garden.
Yeah,
so I do I've been doing one a month there this year,
uh-huh.
which has been lovely. I love it there. It's the perfect...
It's a beautiful spot.
Perfect secret garden place to do them, so I've been doing them there.
And how did you come across Stonyford then? Because obviously you're not local.
I love gardens.
Yeah.
I love flowers in mm-hmm. every sense.
Mm-hmm.
So when we moved, I was thinking, oh, there must be tons of gardens to go and visit. So I just Googled places to go,
okay.
and that was... It's a 10-minute drive from Hartford.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, this looks lovely. We can buy plants there.
Uh-huh.
And we just went one day and I just said, I'm going to do workshops here one day.
Great.
And just, they had the hut there they had the tea room.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'd love to do workshops in there. I'm going to make it happen.
Fab. It's nice though. We take the kids because they do like Halloween trails and...
Yeah. The garden's gorgeous, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like,
lovely. It's beautiful.
Yeah. So it's such a stunning place to do workshops. Mm. And people can go in the gardens after they've done it.
Yeah,
and it's
nice.
It's gorgeous.
So you do workshops. So I suppose a good question is, what makes you different then from your average kind of florist?
I think for me, I love the power that flowers bring. I know that probably sounds very dramatic, but I think they do make people happy, don't they?
Yeah,
They have an effect on people.
Yeah.
You go out and you see flowers and, you know, they do perk you up.
Yeah,
or, you know, we give them to people as gifts. But for me, I love giving people a bit of time to be creative as well. And I think flowers are just the perfect thing for that. And so a lot of my workshops are based around just giving people a couple of hours.
Yeah, lovely.
And a lot of the people that come, they're always like, oh, it's just, we just need a few hours just for ourselves. I get a few pairs coming. So
okay.
I get some like ladies coming in pairs with their friend.
Okay, yeah.
Who
okay.
maybe they don't see a lot.
No.
And they're like, right, this is the opportunity. We can have a couple of hours together.
Yeah.
And
we're not good at that, are we?
No.
Generally, we're not good at giving ourselves... time like that, are we?
No. And I think that's really what I want to bring as well. I want to show people that they're beautiful, but we can do so much with them. And, you know, people always say, oh, it's just so nice, and you are lost in the moment when you're creating something with flowers, because they're nature, aren't they? They're real, and you just admire them, and you're amazed at what people do.
Incredible.
And I love that, and... That's probably for me what's different. Also, I only use British.
Okay.
So this probably surprises people sometimes, because people say, how can you do that all year? But I manage it.
Okay.
So I'm very garden grown, very... All the flowers I use are from Cheshire. So I use really... Yeah.
They are too.
So this eucalyptus is from Cornwall now, only because obviously it's a bit colder up here at the minute. But that's as far as I will go.
Okay.
Always
UK.
British. The rest of them are from the garden.
Wow.
From Cheshire grower for some of these.
Okay.
I use Cheshire probably a good 6 to 8 months of the year, and then maybe just have to go
a bit further
down south just when it's cold.
Yeah, up here
and they have a warmer climate. But yeah, I use British all year round. And people are amazed because you get such different things.
Yeah.
And everything is very... I say wayward, I don't know if that's the right word, but like everything has like you know, it's just natural and it flows and it's a bit strange shape.
Okay.
And it just makes things so beautiful. And then people are like, oh, can I grow that? Mm-hmm. Can I grow that in my garden? And I'm like, you can grow everything I use mm-hmm. wow. in your garden.
Wow.
And if you want to, then, you know, I always love sharing what flowers I use. Pretty much in all my workshops, I will give people the kind of what we've got.
Yeah, okay.
So they can see. Sometimes people don't realise that, no. like, this is a chrysanthemum. Because I think people just think that you get those tiny, tiny ones from, like, the supermarkets.
Yes.
And people don't realise that they can grow that
no,
big.
No, that's amazing.
So I think, like, that's a lovely...
It sounds like it's a real passion for you.
Is it
just what you love doing?
It's so strange. I just never considered it as a career initially.
Okay, I was going to ask that where it came from. You were a garden at home when you were younger.
Yeah, I lived with my nan and granddad when I was younger.
Right, okay.
And my granddad was a real passionate gardener.
Okay.
Not sure whether it came just from needing a bit of peace.
Well,
or whether it was, you know,
But that does kind of go back to what you were just saying about people coming and having 2 hours. It is peaceful, isn't it?
And I remember him just spending all his time out there once he was retired. Just always in the garden. Amazing. I was just following him around. Yeah, probably annoying him, really.
Wow,
but
I'm sure.
I was just following him around, just being like...
How lovely.
So, yeah, and then we've pretty much lived in most places where we've always had a garden of some kind, even if it was just a tiny courtyard or something. And, yeah, I just love it. But I honestly never really considered it as a job. Like...
Did you do it at college?
No.
What, right? Okay. So did you only start it when you moved here as well, or did you do some of it back in Manchester?
I'd had a bit back in Manchester. So, weirdly, I started during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I realised that my job before, I just wasn't... That job kind of just fizzled because of COVID. I was a dance teacher.
Okay.
And taught at a lot of theatre schools, and obviously things shut completely.
Yes.
And I think I just realised I wasn't missing it when I wasn't doing it, and I thought,
Yeah.
And I'd kind of always been into flowers. I love people giving me flowers, and I dress like a botanical garden, according to my husband. So I, like, always had that, and I just thought, oh, I'll just give a bit a go during COVID, just make people some gifts and just see what happens. And I just really fell in love with it. And then... Probably just before we moved here, I was like, right, this is just what I want to do. I was figuring out a few things, doing like styling for like weddings and stuff.
Okay,
but and then I was like, I want to do the flowers. And I just was like, want to do the flowers.
I think COVID had that effect on a lot of people. You know, it really gave it, well, we'll never get the time again, will we, probably?
No.
Where you just did nothing for 6 weeks.
Where you can't think about
weeks.
Anything else.
No. So obviously it turned into a positive for you, didn't it? Which is great.
Yeah. And honestly, it's probably like, you know, COVID wasn't great for anyone, was it? But I think you do have to sometimes just think that there was those little things that you take and you're if I wouldn't have had that time, I probably still would be doing the other job.
And you shouldn't feel bad about that, you know. No. You were forced into that situation, weren't you? Yeah. We all were, so it's just how it was.
Yeah, it's just came, and I honestly love it so much. Like, I feel very lucky.
Yeah, well, I was just about to say before that if you love what you do, you are one of the luckiest people, because most people don't, do they? Most people spend their lives working in a job they don't really like.
No.
So to love something that you do and be self-employed in your business is very, very, maybe lucky is the wrong word, but fortunate. Yeah,
it's so hard. Like, don't get me wrong. I think having a business in any sense
is
so hard.
Of course, yeah.
But like you say, if you love it, you will put that work in,
you
and
you'll
like, you know... And honestly, couldn't think of anything else now that I would like.
That's fab.
Want to do? I just want to keep like building it. And making
it's exciting,
it bigger.
Isn't it?
And there's just so many things to do. Like, there's just so many things to do with it, and it's just, I love it.
So, do you think at some point you'll grow it to so that you won't be from home?
Yeah.
Can you see it getting to that stage?
I would love to. I'm always looking for somewhere. It's just the right place and the right spot, I think.
Okay.
And I don't want to push it too far out of the area. I want to stay in this area because obviously I built it up here.
Around here.
And I'm building it up, and, you know, I want just a lovely space. I think because I do a lot of workshops, I would like people to maybe come to me.
Yeah.
So I travel around to people. I go in houses, venues and everything, which is amazing. I work in some, I've worked in some beautiful places. But I think it'd be so nice if people would also come, like, to me.
Yeah.
and I just have like a bit of a bigger space that's separate from home. It is separate from my house, as in it's in the back of the garden.
Yeah, okay.
But it is, you know, I love to have space where people can come to me.
And what does that space look like? Is it a shop on a street, or is it a unit somewhere, or is it a... Have you thought about that?
I know exactly what it would look like.
Mm-hmm.
Is that very... Is that really...
No, that's great.
I'm such a visual-minded person. I can see it in my
mind.
That's
great, yeah.
I think it would have to be like a... I say shed. Shed's a wrong word. So, you know, in Stonyford, and they have that...
Like a hut.
Like their hut, where they have... You can sit there.
Mm-hmm.
For me, that would be ideal. Somewhere maybe a little bit bigger, just for space. I think it'd be nice to have a partial shop where maybe people could come in and there's a few bits of stuff. But I know I don't want it as a high street shop. I know I don't want a shop where people can come in constantly because for me, the teaching, the workshops and stuff, that's such a big
thing
for me. And I want, it'd be so lovely if people could come to me. But I see that. But, you know, ideally I would love a bit of a space outside it where I could just grow a few things to show people, this is actually what you can do. And
that sounds amazing.
That ever happen?
I'm sure you'll make it.
I'm very determined.
I can tell, I'm sure you'll make it happen.
But, yeah, that would be ideal. To be honest, I don't think I would say no to a shop if the right...
Yeah, in the right spot.
...spot came along.
You have to be clever with how you do it, wouldn't you, if you got to that stage? Because you don't want people coming in disturbing you if you're doing it.
Yeah, it's just figuring that stuff out.
Yeah.
I think that would be my dream, to have a flower school, I think, is my main goal.
Okay.
Like a flower school where people can come and...
And do you think Sam would come and do it full-time with you at some point?
I think he could. He loves his job. He does love his job. He's such a people person. He's great at his job. But he does love... He does love being part of it, and he gets very interested into it.
Great,
I think if there is a chance where maybe he could do work for me part-time and do his job part-time...
Yeah, that'd be a good mix.
That would be perfect for him. And we're actually a good team.
Okay.
Like, we actually do work well together.
That's good. Me and my wife run stories, so, you know, not everyone can do that.
No. I think if you have, like, enough... You understand each other enough, and you can maybe, like... Or maybe you need a bit of space at this time,
right,
and like maybe I'll take this on, you take that.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah, no, totally, yeah.
It can work.
It can work, and ultimately you're both. If you can make it work, it's just you two focus on one thing. It's great, and you've got trust, and you know.
And he loves like the logistical side of stuff.
Yeah,
so he loves going picking up the flowers. Like, I can just send him now. We have such a good relationship with the growers that we use that I can just send him now to go pick them up, and he knows exactly like what to do. He quite likes the challenge of getting the flowers.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Okay.
And all that kind of stuff. Whereas I'm like the one who does all the creative.
Yeah, the creative
stuff.
Side.
I do like all the admin side.
Well, you have to jump in and do that sometimes, don't you?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Mm. Running a business.
Well, no, it wouldn't work, would it, if you didn't do that?
No, of course.
You have to do
You've got to do that side of it as well.
Now, can't just be doing all the.
No, but eventually, when you grow to a certain stage, you can have someone doing that. You see, that's how it works.
Exactly.
How it should work.
But
so
I think that would be the big goal that I'm aiming for. But I think my flower school is just really what I want.
Sounds exciting.
It's just, I'd love that.
You just got to keep building, and you'll get there.
Exactly, and I'm still kind of in that initial process.
Yeah.
I'm only in my second full year of doing it, and I've done so many different things and so much already. I feel very grateful for everything that I've done.
Yeah, you should. That's fab.
But it's just, you know, it's just taking it up every single time, isn't it? And it's just thinking, you know, in 5 years' time,
this is what
I want. So thinking about what is going
to
go...
That's right, how to get there.
How to get there.
You've got to work back from your goals, not towards your goals.
Exactly. I always say that.
Mm. Imagine where you're going to be and then work out how you're going to get there.
The amount of sheets of paper I have and little vision boards and things. Yep.
Good for you. So, is there anything else you want to discuss while you're here about your lovely little business?
Oh, I think I would just love just talking about... I could just talk about flowers all day. Like, I could just talk about, like, how good they are for people. Then that's what I really want to get across as well. And for me, it's like, I want to help people as well. You know when sometimes you just feel like there's some reason why you're...
here.
You should do what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because I used to be a dance teacher, I love seeing that way someone has achieved something. Yeah. And like you've kind of had a little
It's rewarding.
Oh, yeah. That for me is like something I'd love to use flowers in a way that's just going to make people happy. Obviously in like a therapeutic way.
Okay, yeah.
Very into like horticultural therapy.
I think that is something else that probably makes you unique, isn't it? I don't know of any other businesses that are offering or trying to create that.
Yeah.
Here.
And that's what I love. Because, you know, there are businesses, I think, that do it from a garden perspective. So there's obviously, we have the big, like, grow zone place in Northwich.
It's great.
Which is great.
It is.
And they do it from a garden perspective. Yeah, and they have, like, the forestry school as well, I think.
Yeah,
is part of that, which is incredible.
It is good there.
And I think I want to do it from a purely flower perspective.
Okay.
So it's got a bit of a difference, so people can kind of learn to grow a few things if they want to grow stuff, how to, you know, pick everything and just kind of...
And then how to arrange it.
And how to arrange it. And, you know, there's so many different ways to do it. I think it really, like, you know, people get really invested in it. It's like I've done vase workshops, for example, and I think we all know everyone can just shove flowers in a vase if you get them. And I actually did a workshop with a lady... her daughter had messaged me because she's had an operation and she can't work, and she's like, she needs something to do and she loves flowers. And I was like, okay, I'll come for a few hours and we'll create, and you know, I'll talk, and I'm not shy at talking. It's probably because I was performer trained. But I'm just a natural talker to people. I like to get to know people, and it was so lovely to see her smile, you know, from just the initial meeting her and then how she was by the end of that 2 hours.
Yeah.
And she created this beautiful dahlia display.
Okay.
And she was amazed that she'd done it.
Yeah.
And she was like, but it looks so different to when I get them from the shop.
Yeah, okay.
And I just dunk them in, and I'm like, it's just a tiny thing that someone can learn. And I'm like, well, you'll never forget that now.
No, that's really good, isn't it?
So you'll just be creating these beautiful displays. Like, even if you go to the supermarket and you get flowers now,
you can still do it.
There you go. And I took her in a lovely vase. And yeah, honestly, just seeing that difference from her when I first met her, said hello, to what it was like when I left.
That sort of epitomises what you're trying to do, doesn't it?
And they do make people happy. And I think it's just... that then makes me happy seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when I'm at Stonyford and people come and they say, oh, we just needed 2 hours to ourselves.
Yeah.
And to just do something. And then they, you know, and it'll get quiet at some point. I kind of let it go quiet. I love to get to know every single person. I do very small groups so I can, like, give people the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I go around each person and, you know, we get to know each other. And it's just such a lovely space. But then it will go calm, and then someone will just go, it's very mindful.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it is, and if I sense that quiet, I will just leave it be
for
a while.
Lovely.
Because it's a lovely calm, and they go, oh, it's just so mindful. And
people,
and so...
And how they feel is what they'll remember.
Yeah.
That's massively true.
Yeah.
So that's what they'll remember, more than anything else, is how they felt.
And I do so many flower crowns. They're so popular. I have probably taught a good 200 people this year.
So they're the things that go on people's heads for weddings.
I have taught a good 200 people how to do them this year.
Wow,
so many workshops of flower crowns. And people, as soon as they like put it on their head, you just see like, I know it sounds probably really silly just to put some flowers on your head, but it really does, like... People are just like,
yeah, they're beautiful,
wow,
aren't they? Yeah,
like they just see like a difference, and I think it's just, you know, it is pretty, but there's something else there, isn't there? And I put it on their head for them, and they're just, you just see them almost like grow.
Yeah, that's lovely.
And I'm just like, that's so lovely.
Fab. Well, so how can people contact you then? What's your info?
I have my website, which is stacyhartleyflorals.com. Not too hard.
No, that's all right.
I don't think that's not too bad.
It was from Hartford beer.
Oh, no. Hartley Fern Hart. Oh, yeah. People say that. They go, what's your surname? I'm like, Hartley. And they're like, Hatley in Hartford.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah. Heard it before.
And they're like, you should call your cottage like a name. And I'm like, there's probably so many. I was like, that would just be too much.
Too much.
Too confusing. But yes, stacyhartleyflorals.com.
Okay.
I'm on Instagram a lot.
Yeah.
Again, Stacey Hartley Florals.
That's a perfect platform for you, Instagram, isn't it?
I love Instagram.
So for visuals, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yes. And
stacyhartleyflorals.com.
Yes.
You're on Insta. What's your Instagram?
StaceyHartley_florals.
Yep.
On Instagram. And same on Facebook.
Yep.
I think that's all I am.
And the best way to contact you.
All my contact stuff's on there.
Okay. Well, it's very nice to meet you.
Oh, nice to have met you. Thank you for letting me.
No, thanks for coming on.
Come.
All the best.
Thank you.
And then maybe when you get to the stage of opening your workshop space, we can come and film there.
You can come and visit.
Cool.
You can come and join in.
We'll come have a go.
Why not?
Do a live podcast for...
I'll do some, like,
we'll do that.
Well-being workshops.
Well, I tell you what, we will come and do that and put it out on socials.
I can always come to you as well.
Well, let's...
I go everywhere. What? Honestly, I'm like a travel... Should be a traveling florist because I honestly have visited so many places.
Well, Holly, who's part of our team, who organises all of this, I'm sure she would absolutely love to do that. So let's arrange that. Cool.
I'm only down the road.
You're only in Hartford.
I am.
Fab. Well, thank you very much for watching. And please make sure that you like and subscribe and share this show. Thanks again. Bye.